Here, the rowdies run there, they kick the ball around. The rowdies run here, the rowdies run there, then they fall on the ground. Oh, the rowdies, the rowdies, the rowdies are the pig in the grass.
Here's another reason why WISL is your sports leader. Now, on FM Talk 92.1 and News Power 1040 WISL, North America's longest-running soccer radio show, Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Your hosts, former Rochester Lancers trainer Joe Redcard Sirianni, Rochester Rhinos broadcaster Andrew Battisti, the editor of BigAppleSoccer.com and Tropagoal.com, Michael Lewis, and former Lancer and Canadian Soccer Hall of Famer, Mr. Zero, Dick Howard. Soccer is a Kick in the Grass is brought to you by the following sponsors: the Rochester Rhinos, the Rochester Lancers, and Western New York Flash. Top-notch monogramming, Northfield Commons, Pittsburgh. Salvatore's Pizza and Donuts Delight. Faber Homes, Claridge Design Center. Allstate Insurance Agent Enzo Scolo. Dr. David Olivo, Family Dentistry. Dr. Frank Grayson, Chiropractor. And the Doug Miller Family Sports Park. And now, here's Soccer is a Kick in the Grass.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. This is Andrew Battisti. We appreciate you taking some time with us to listen and talk soccer and listen to our discussion and debate. We'll talk, of course, tonight, as we do every week, about local soccer, national soccer, and international soccer. And it's certainly going to get quite lively tonight as our host Joe Sirianni is back with us after a couple of weeks off in beautiful Florida. We'll talk to Joe in just a second. But our special guest tonight, 7 o'clock, we're very happy to have on the show for the very first time the chairman of the board of the Major Arena Soccer League, the owner of the Baltimore Blast, Ed Hayes. He will give us the latest information on the league meetings that happened last week. We'll get all the information from him, and as we get ready to start this brand new league that the Lancers will be in with their first game on the 8th of November and the home opener on the 22nd. Dick Howard will be on to review the basically incredible is the best word to call it, incredible happenings all over Europe, the matches in England yesterday. A total outsider leading the Bundesliga that nobody expected. We'll talk about that. And some big news last week from Major League Soccer. New logo, new branding for 2015. We know there's two new teams coming in, but there may be a team dropping out. We'll talk with Michael Lewis about that. But let's bring in our host, the one and only Joe Redcard Sirianni, member of numerous Hall of Fames. And welcome back from Florida, Joe.
Well, thank you very much, Andrew, and I am Joe Sirianni, the traveling guy that find myself in different parts of the country.
You're a traveling man, right?
I'm a traveling man, but I'm glad to be here with you tonight and talk a little bit about soccer. And just like you said, you know, life at times it's unpredictable, like we all know, and so is life unpredictable in soccer, because a team that you don't expect to win, they win. And certainly, not only in England, but in Germany and in Italy, there's a lot of golazzo being scored. I mean, the scores, they go almost in the double digit, you know, and that's something that never happened before. Right now, we, you know, there's 6-5, 5-0, 8-0,
8-2,
and 8-2, and all that kind of stuff. Before, it used to be 1-0, 0-0. So all those people that think the soccer is not exciting, please, you know, take a look, because, you know, it's almost just like a football score right now.
I told my good friend George, who was over here to watch wrestling last night, I said I couldn't watch any of the American football because I was so worn out after watching all the English games. If you didn't watch any of those games, you're missing out, because it's incredible. I mean, and not just, you mentioned all those countries, what about right here in America? Sacramento Republic in the final of the USL Pro with an improbable come-from-behind win against LA Galaxy Dose. They were dead and buried in the second half. Rodrigo Lopez scores 3 goals in the last 20 to 25 minutes, and Sacramento Republic wins 3-2. LA was not happy with the result. There were 2 penalty kicks among those 3 goals. And, boy, I tell you, it was not happy scenes after that game, but give credit to Sacramento, and that third goal that Lopez scored was unbelievable off the free kick.
And then brings a point, I bring to light another point that we're trying to make, you know, that in all that had happened, there is always a controversial call by the referee that lends to, you know, to make the people wonder really what's going on. And, you know, when you really look at it, and you and I are at odds about this, it's one referee, one person against 22 players, and I know that you said they should have more referees because 22 players, they are high caliber, you know, they have improved, they have this, but the game is just what it is. The game is mistakes. The games, I was watching a game yesterday on the Italian channel, and my God, you know, there is, you know, there is so much hugging and draping and holding and doing this and doing that. Never. So when the ref allows the play to flow, you know, certainly there's controversy. And I'm not a fan of the referee, I can tell you that. But I have to say that basically they do a good job, even though, you know, we don't agree sometimes.
Depends on who you're talking
to. Depend, no, it depends on you're able to watch the game on TV with a replay and all that kind of thing. They show 15 angles, 100 angles. The referee is just instantaneous. So they got to make a decision instantaneous, just the way they see it at the moment.
That's right.
So, you know, it's the reason why I'm saying that, because before we opened the show, you mentioned the fact that the referee, you know, made some bad calls.
Well,
some controversial call.
Yes.
It's certainly, if you're in the and the losing end of it, yeah, you know, you're going to complain. But if you're in the receiving end, you know, in the winning end, you say, oh my God, you know, that's good. You don't hear Sacramento complain.
No, they didn't complain. And so they'll be hosting the final, and they'll be playing against the unlikely number 8 seed, the Harrisburg City Islanders, who upset Richmond on the weekend. Of course, they upset Orlando on the road the previous weekend. And so that match, that's a rematch, actually. Harrisburg played Sacramento, I believe, in Sacramento's first home game, and they beat Sacramento in front of 20,000 people. So they're going to be playing in front of 8,000 in the new stadium. But if that game is Saturday, you watch it on USL Pro. We'll see if Sacramento, who knows, it may be Sacramento's last year with Major League Soccer wanting them. I don't know if it'll be their last year, but they may get the call to move up, especially, or it could be news that is breaking today as we speak that Chivas USA may be done and dusted after this season unless they can find a new owner. Well, guess what? Sacramento's right up the road from Los Angeles, just about 8-hour drive, and they're clamoring for an MLS team. So who knows? Well,
there was the story with Rochester at one time. It just it's so hard. Disheartening to know that we were at the epitome of going to MLS. You know, we were almost there. And my God, look where we are now.
Well, we're fortunate that we've got three professional soccer teams. There aren't many cities in America that can say that. We have the Lancers, we have the Flash, and we have the Rhinos. And, of course, we have our women's national team who comes here every couple of years, and they put on a great show on Thursday in front of a hearty crowd braving 50-degree temperatures. It was cold, and I'm glad I was in the press box. But no surprise, U.S. winning 4-0. Not as dominant as the last game against Mexico, but Mexico played much better. They also played more defensively, played offside trap, but the U.S. really dominated the game, and they should be heavy favorites to win the CONCACAF championship next month.
Well, Andrew, just let me tell you one thing. Mexico, you know, Mexico was not a walk-through kind of thing. It was not the team that the United States certainly dominated completely, but at you know, there is the other thing that when you go against other teams, they're gonna be tougher. They know the United States, Mexico knows the United States, and they kind of, you know, they know the play and vice versa. So they know each other's style real well, and the United States has always beaten them so far. Okay.
Well,
so it's they United States, they won. It was a convincing victory. There was some good scoring. I want Lloyd. I want Lloyd to score. She almost scored. I want everyone back to score. And she had one header that almost toward the end of the game. But Abby didn't get the service that she deserved that day.
She only played 45 minutes.
But it would have been nice. It would have been nice. And I don't know the strategy of the coach not to start her. I was
protecting
to start
her. They want to make sure she's healthy for the CONCACAF Championship, which is October 15th, the first game against Trinidad and Tobago. Then the U.S. will play on Friday against Guatemala, and then Monday against Haiti. So that game actually starts at 7:30, so you can still listen to our show on Monday the 20th of October and then turn in to watch the United States against Haiti from RFK. We'll see if Michael Lewis, we talked to him, see if he's planning on going to that match. But we got to take our first break. But before we do that, we want to mention the Lancers Wall of Fame is going to happen this year. We're waiting for final confirmation on the date. We have the names of the inductees. We'll start to announce those next week on our show. So we have some gentlemen who are very worthy of being honored by the Rochester Lancers organization, and we will announce the first name next week.
And we want to thank our, the guy that really is behind the whole thing, the owner, the sponsor, the mentor, he's everything. Our friend Sam Fantuso for being the originator of this this event and a supporter of this event. So
that's right.
Thank you, Sam.
So speaking of Wall of Famers, we'll be joined next by Mr. Zero, Dick Howard, and the International Report, a 2013 Wall of Fame inductee. We have a lot to talk about, a lot of things happening all over the world of soccer. We'll tell you about it next on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL, 92.1 FM and 1040 AM, and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
This is Soccer Sam. You're listening to Soccer's a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 1040 with the legendary Joe Seriani.
Top-notch monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. national team, Pelé. Pittsburgh United.
Top-notch monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA wear.
Top-notch monogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
Are you looking for a new dentist for your family? Dr. David Olivo has been caring for Rochester's dental needs for over 15 years and would welcome the opportunity to serve you. To make an appointment, call 328-3382. Dr. David Olivo, offering quality dentistry with a gentle touch.
Cooja Cooja, it's me, Soccer Sam, for Salvatore's Pizza. Why Salvatore's? We use the highest quality ingredients in all our menu items. Spotless clean locations. A local family supporting our local community. Full menu delivery. And yeah, we deliver everything but babies. We purchase all our supplies locally from Palmer's. Online ordering at salvatores.com and our hotline, 234-5555. And we have an amazing staff. Do it with me, salvatores.com.
Are you looking to update the kitchen, bath, or flooring in your home, but don't know where to begin? Whether it's cabinetry, carpeting, hardwood flooring, tile, or kitchen and bathroom remodeling, Claridge Design Center in Chi Lai Paul Plaza is the place to start. Locally owned with over 25 years in business, Claridge Custom Designs and Builds quality remodeling projects throughout Rochester and Monroe County. At Claridge, the visions and ideas you have for your home are developed with the experienced Claridge designers to make your dream project a reality. And the quality of service you receive at Claridge is second to none. For more information or to schedule an appointment, call Claridge at 889-5800 or visit their website to meet the Claridge team. See examples of their finished work at ClarideDesignCenter.com.
The Rochester Rhinos players and staff would like to thank all their fans for supporting them during the 2014 season at Salem Stadium and for the last 19 years. Season ticket packages for the Rochester Rhinos 20th anniversary season in 2015 are now on sale. All full season ticket packages include one ticket to all 14 regular season home games and one ticket to the Rochester Rhinos Legends soccer game at Salem Stadium. Purchase your tickets by calling 454-KICK or go to rhinosoccer.com. The Rhinos will be back for another exciting year of soccer this coming spring.
Soccer is a kick in the grass on WISL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM.
Now, on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass, it's time for our international report with one of North America's top soccer journalists, a member of the Canadian Soccer Hall of Fame, and a 2013 inductee into the Rochester Lancers Hall of Fame, Mr. Zero, Dick Howard.
And our international report with Dick Howard is brought to you this week by Claridge Design Center, 3240 Chilai Avenue. For all of your kitchen and bath needs, call them up. They're owned by the family of Bernie Iacovangelo. And, of course, they also own Faber Homes. And you know you will get the best service possible from Bernie, a longtime supporter of our show and of soccer in Rochester.
When you go there, please ask for Patty. She's a wonderful, wonderful lady. She know her stuff, and I'm sure that she'll give you the best advice and the best counsel that you may need. So go and visit Patty and just tell her that Sacre Kick the Grass sends you.
That's right.
You never know. They might get you a discount.
I don't know about that. We don't want to say that. But they'll definitely take good care of you. And the number to call is 889-5800. You can visit them on the web at ClaridgeDesignCenter.com. And center is spelled the English way, C-E-N-T-R-E. And speaking of English, let's bring in our international correspondent, originally from England, now a proud resident of Canada, Mr. Zero, Dick Howard. Dick, I'm just recovering now from all of the excitement over the weekend.
Well, first of all, we got to congratulate that England still remain a united country.
Yeah, really.
Yeah, Scotland.
Exactly.
Yeah. So
A few former Scottish players of the Lancers, Charlie Mitchell and company, David Thompson, are probably happy that's...
Charlie Mitchell right now, he can say, I'm an English guy, instead of saying I'm a Scottish guy.
He'll just say he's a UK guy.
Nice to hear you back anyway, Joe. Nice to hear your voice. You had a good time in Florida.
Well, I had a great time, but, I didn't go to a fun. I went to see my daughter, and everything seemed to work okay. And I pray to God to protect her and protect me as well. So,
good.
But anyway, Dick.
Word for me, too, okay?
And we'll include Andrew in there, and Dick, of course. I just want before we open up with you, Andrew just told me that FIFA made $2 billion. I want to know how much you get out of that.
Well, I got expenses for a recent seminar in Panama City, and I think it was $1,000, so.
Oh, that's good. That's very, very good.
He had to pay his own way to go to the World Cup, though, which he did.
But seriously, guys, and we can spend almost a whole show on this. One of the things that people are not aware of is that the money that from a World Cup tournament that goes into development, it was close to $1 billion in the last 4 years. These are development programs around the world, and it's well worthy of a whole show just talking about it because, as I say, people feeling that FIFA are just making all this money, but it helps to fund many, many tournaments, world championships that are in the red. They're not in the black. So
that's right.
The development program, close to $1 billion, about $900 million.
I wish I could see some.
Well, let's talk about soccer then. Let me open up to say that we're not going to talk about Chelsea.
Oh, be quiet. We are going to talk about Chelsea.
We're only going to talk about Manchester United.
No, okay. Please. I was so sad at Juve.
Yeah. And Juve, of course.
We're going to talk about Juve. All right.
Let's start with Juve.
Dick, because we have a different format a little bit tonight, and we just, what is wrong with soccer in Europe? I mean, we used to be a country that played good soccer, And I'm talking, you know, I'm talking about all Europe. Now you see all the games that I see, everybody grasping everybody. They put the arm around the neck. They, you know, they do all that kind of thing. It's what happened to soccer. I mean, have you see? Do you see the same thing that I see?
Examples for youngsters who are watching TV, whereas probably in the past, with some of the greats, Beckenbauer and company, in that era, you had quality individuals. But now there is so much at stake, Joe, and it's such a business. And the ownership of clubs are very, have very short fuses, and they're firing coaches right, left, and center. They just have to get winners, and it creates, competitive environment for teams, whether they be in La Liga and Serie A or maybe the Spanish Premiership. Not for the better, but as I say, it's the youngsters that I think about, because they watch their idols playing and they pick up tips from them, and if it's not positive, then it's not going to help the development of the game in the future.
Dick, we have a bad connection here. We're going to take a quick break. We'll get you right back on again, and we'll continue this discussion. So we're going to go to a break. We'll go right back in with Mr. Zero, Dick Howard, and we'll also have with us Ed Hale from the Baltimore Blast and the Major Arena Soccer League on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 92.1 FM at 1040 AM and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
Your family is growing, and it's time for a new home. Why buy a used house with someone else's style when you can afford a new Faber home, built to suit your taste and your needs? Start fresh, build new with Faber. Faber Homes can customize your home to meet your wishes and dreams. Faber Homes is now building in 6 locations. Visit the Faber Homes website at faberhomes.com and find the plan of your dreams or a quick deliver home. Give Faber Homes a call today at 247-4800 or visit faberhomes.com for our current incentives. Faber Homes, great price.
Doug Miller Family Sports Park is proud to be a sponsor of Soccer's A Kick in the Grass. Doug Miller Family Sports Park is home to Doug Miller Soccer, Rochester Golf Academy, Glacier Ridge Snow Tubing, and Salvatore's. Check us out at DougMillerFamilySportsPark.com.
Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM.
Okay, we're back with Dick Howard here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. We apologize for the technical difficulties, but I'll tell you what, Dick, this over the past week, it was just incredible scenes all over. And you know, I don't know what the most surprising result was, but I guess it would have to be Leicester and Manchester United, and you wonder if the calls for the return of Sir Alex Ferguson might be coming much sooner than people think. It's just incredible what happened in that match, going from 3-1 down, 3-1 up to losing 5-3. First time that Manu has ever lost a two-goal lead in the history of the Premiership since they'd started about, 20 years ago.
Well, it's certainly revealing the problems that Van Gaal has got in Manchester, of course. I think when Vidic and Ferdinand moved on, then you knew that they're going to have quality replacements, and they just don't have that at the present time. You know, the players, especially in the defending part of the field, are not doing their job. And yes, you've got some outstanding attacking players, and we know that with Wayne Rooney and company, but in midfield and in the back of the defence, you've got problems. And one of the things, and I might have mentioned this before, he's putting, you know, round pegs into square holes. He's got players that don't understand the system, can't play the system, and as a result, you're getting all this, you know, negative results. You know, they're just not winning games, and they're losing, as you say, you know, against teams that normally they'd have no problem with at all. But give credit to Leicester for a comeback, but certainly aided by some very mediocre Manchester United defending.
Well, you know, one of the things that he said is that the game lasts 90 minutes and not 60 minutes. So for the other 30 minutes, he says he probably thinks that his players stopped playing because they were leading, and you know, they took it for granted that they were going to win. But I read in the Italian news that when Rooney really got angry and at his teammates because, you know, what happened.
Well, I don't know the situation with Wayne, but he's a player that is very much, the one to lead things on and off the field. And if he's losing it with some of the players, then you know that there's some major problems. But it's just going to take time for Van Gaal to settle into the situation. I think the calls for the return of Sir Alex Ferguson are totally unfounded. I think Sir Alex is enjoying himself touring the world and enjoying some well-deserved free time after the pressures of managing one of the top teams in the world. But you've got to give Louis van Gaal, say, two more months before things start to settle down. But he's, I'm sure, well aware of the deficiencies and what and who has to be signed in the next transfer window.
I'll tell you, the league is just topsy-turvy right now, except for the top, of course, where my boys are still there. But Southampton and Aston Villa, numbers 2 and 3, never think anyone would have expected that. It's just been an incredible season. I mean, you had Liverpool losing to West Ham. You had Tottenham losing yesterday to West Brom. Of course, unfortunately, Everton had their problems yesterday.
They've
given
indeed.
Up 13 goals this year, which is the most in the league. But that game yesterday, when Lampard came in, I just had a feeling he was going to score. It just was the way that match was going. And, if you look at it 4 or 5 months down the road, it's going to be a good result for Chelsea because they got a point away from home
on
and a
the
very
road,
difficult
that's
place
right.
to play. But now it's almost like both teams, I think, were relatively happy. I remember Mourinho wasn't happy losing the lead. But, Costa's goal, shot that hit the post, if that goes in, game's over.
Andrew, you always say, people always say, well, the ball went in. The ball did not go in. If it hit the post, the guy missed. There's no
such
thing.
Goalie's best friend, the post and crossbar.
Exactly, exactly. The ball has to go in order to score a goal. Not hit the post or goes over the goal or close to the goal. The ball's got to go in. There's no such thing as hitting the post and making an excuse. Well, we went on target, but it hit the post. That's baloney.
Anyway, Joe, you must have been happy with that result in Milan.
Yeah, let me tell you, I was happy. I think that Juventus outplayed Milano, although Milano's really recovering from last year. I think the people in Sarri is doing a good job. And, Roma is doing great. I mean, the big team are doing good. But, yeah. Napoli suffered a defeat. Again, I haven't won a game yet. So
that's right.
It's amazing.
But the thing that I found, so interesting, and we're all aware of it, the return of Massimiliano Allegri to Milan, fired in January and now succeeding Antonio Conte as boss of La Vecchia Signora and going into home territory for Milan and getting a result. He must feel really great about that.
I wonder, I wonder the emotional part of it. I remember like when we came to Toronto with the Croatian people and we had the Croatian player in our team and we had the Serbian and just to be on the stadium over there was kind of fear and excitement for them. And I wonder what really went through Allegri's, bones or, well-being said, oh, my God, I was here. And now I'm the enemy numero uno.
I'm sure he felt very, very satisfied at the end of that game. But, Tevez, of course, doing the business and proving that it was a good signing, right, with the guys out. Pogba is coming on in leaps and bounds, isn't he, Paul Pogba? What a good player he is.
He'll be one of those elite players like Eden Hazard and, the youngsters coming up on the Brazilian side and the Spanish side. I mean, there's lots of great players. But, Dick, we have to go. We have got some big guests at the top of the hour, Ed Hale from the Major Arena Soccer
great.
League.
Great. So okay, guys.
We will talk to
good
you again
good chatting
next
to
week.
You, and welcome back, Joe. Great to hear you're keeping well, and look forward to chatting to you again next week.
Thank you very much,
Ciao,
Nick.
And,
bye-bye, Nick. Thank you. Dick Howard here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. When we come back, we will be joined by our special guest this evening, the chairman of the board of the Major Arena Soccer League, Ed Hale, here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WISL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
Hi, this is Abby Wambach. You're listening to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WISL.
The voice of liberty.
WYSL.
You're listening to WYSL1040.com, 92.1 FM, and 1040 AM WYSL Avon Rochester.
An experienced professional with more than 15 years in dentistry, Dr. David Olivo welcomes new patients to his family practice at 2005 Lyle Avenue. At the office of Dr. Olivo, you'll discover a warm and comforting environment staffed by professionals who are committed to providing the best available dental care while assuring your complete comfort. Call 328-3382 for an appointment. Dr. David Olivo, offering quality dentistry with a gentle touch.
Hi, this is Kitty Van Bortel. When the time comes for you to buy a used car or truck, I really hope that you'll come to see me. The reason is very simple. You can trust me. You can depend on the fact that I will never sell you a vehicle that has trouble. If one does get past me, you let me know and I'll make it right. I don't care how long you've owned it. So please, don't worry. Just come to my place. I truly take the fear out of buying a used car.
VanBortelCars.com.
Hello, I'm Dr. Frank Grayson of Grayson Chiropractic in Brighton with a message to fans and athletes. At Grayson, our focus is to evaluate, recommend, and treat pain and discomfort caused by strenuous training and competition. Emergencies are seen right away at Grayson, and we accept most insurance plans. When you're in pain and need care, call me, Dr. Frank Grayson, chiropractor, at 271-6080. We work hard to make you feel better.
The Rochester Lancers are back for another season of exciting indoor soccer this fall in the brand new Major Arena Soccer League. The Lancers open the 2014 home campaign at the Blue Cross Arena Saturday, November 22nd, 7 p.m. against the Ontario California Fury. Get your 2014 Lancers season tickets by visiting ourlancers.com or by calling 872-KICK. Come support your Rochester Lancers all season at the Blue Cross Arena.
Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM.
Come fly with me. Let's fly away.
Welcome back to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. This is Andrew Battisti with Joe Redcard Sirianni, our host. And it's going to be a lot of flying around the country this year in the Major Arena Soccer League with 23 teams from coast to coast. And Joe, we talk about the chairman of the board. Frank Sinatra was known as the chairman of the board.
Yes, for sure.
And we have with us, very happy to have with us for the first time on our show, the chairman of the board of the Major Arena Soccer League. He also owns the Baltimore Blast, Mr. Ed Hale. And Ed's appearance is brought to you by our newest sponsor, the Van Bortel Auto Group, Van Bortel Subaru in Victor, Van Bortel Ford in East Rochester, and Van Bortel Chevy in Macedon. Go to VanBortelCars.com. That'll get you to any one of those three sites. And we highly recommend you go see Kitty Van Bortel and her crew. She's a Rochester original and a hometown person who has a great, great business. We highly support her here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. And Ed, thank you so much for taking some time to be with us tonight. We really appreciate it.
It's nice to talk to you guys.
Well, Ed, I know that it's been a crazy week for you in the past week going to the league meetings. There's been a lot of discussions, a lot of talk. Were all of the 23 teams represented in the meetings last week?
No, it was just the six A-share owners, the actual owners of the league itself. So it's San Diego and Dallas, Baltimore, and the commissioner himself, and I'm missing one. But, you know, it was a makeup of the actual owners of the league.
Okay, so there was a lot of things to talk about. What was the
team?
There
were many things that there were housekeeping type issues to make sure that we had the rules, the schedule, the playoffs, the referees, who's going to be managing the referees, and that sort of thing. making sure that everybody was on the same page, and we got a lot accomplished at that meeting.
That's great. Joe, you have a question?
Mr. Elliott, just for the people that are listening to us tonight, and just give us a little bit, information pertaining to the league, which, they're being formed, and where the aims are, really. I mean, we're all over the country, and just like Andrew said in the beginning, and how is the expense going to be covered, something like that.
All going to be playing, and Rochester's going to play Syracuse, Baltimore, Harrisburg. We're all going to be playing close by, and Detroit is in our section. That's five of us, and then there's six in the Midwest, northern Midwest, six in the lower Midwest, including Texas, and then out in California and Vegas. So there's going to be four divisions, and we're going to try to keep everybody close together as much as possible. In Baltimore's case, we're going to go play Las Vegas, and we're going to play San Diego on a trip, and then we're also going to play out in Milwaukee and Kansas City. I don't know who Rochester is going to play just now, but I know that they are going to travel. So the travel is going to be local within our division. But then you're going to fly out and play other spots too.
Right. Rochester has
And people are going to come to play in Rochester as well, right?
Right. The Ontario Fury
yes.
from California.
Oh, yeah. You're going to see some teams that you've never seen in Rochester before.
Which is very exciting, certainly. Rochester's biggest road trip is going to visit Milwaukee and the Chicago Mustangs, who are the defending MASL champion. That's at the early part of January. So, and a lot of things that people are talking about is the scoring system, and that's been the big question about how that's going to be handled. Can you give us any insight to what was discussed and if there's been any final decision made about how the scoring is going to be, if it's going to be multi-point
and single point has been the most controversial of all the issues that we've had. And it was decided that we were going to have an experiment this year and have Syracuse, Rochester, Baltimore, and Harrisburg do multi-point, just like we had done in the past. And we're going to have on penalties, we're going to have a shootout like it used to be in the old NPSL days. Now, I come at this from being in this for so long that it was single point, then I went into the NPSL, and then you had the multi-point scoring. There was a large group of people that really did not want to do anything but single point. So we're going to see how it goes, and we're going to, I know it doesn't look great to do this, but we're going to do this in a fashion where we think that we're going to see which one works, which system works the best. And we're going to see probably at the end of the season talk about what we're going to do next year, either all single point or multi-point.
Okay, so when the Lancers play against Baltimore or Syracuse or Harrisburg, it's going to be multi-point. But when they play against, like the first game at home is against Ontario, California, is that going to be then a single-point?
That's going to be multi-point because that'll be in the arena up there, and it'll be multi-point.
So all the games that are...
And then when we go out to play in Vegas, it will be 1 point, single-point.
Okay, when the Lancers play Chicago and Milwaukee out in the Midwest, there'll be a single-point scoring system for those two matches.
Yeah, conversely, when they come to play in Rochester, they're going to have multi-point.
Okay.
It's going to be difficult to watch, but we have Point Streak, who does our stats, has it worked out, so we're going to be able to make sure that everything is on an even keel. I would have liked to had a majority go for multi-point because I've done it both ways. That was my opinion, but it just didn't work out.
At the end of the day, regardless of the point, Mr. Hale, it's the win and the loss, right? That's what counts.
That's it. But it sure is exciting. We don't have my team, the Baltimore Blast, does not have a good three-point shooter. We haven't for the last few years. Syracuse has Santana. You guys have had a few good players there that can do it. We think that there's a distinct advantage, up there for your two teams up in New York. However, for us, it doesn't do well. But the excitement for the fans, if we're down and we are fortunate enough to get a three-point play and we can get back in the game, it's exciting. That's the way I look at it.
Certainly. And one of the other things that we talked about when you were here in town a couple weeks ago was the coverage of the matches, the whether there's going to be a TV contract or the match is going to be streamed online. Can you give us any information in that area?
That's still being worked out, but we think we're close to doing something that's going to probably I am not involved in that. That is really being run by the TV guys in our A-Share people, which is really run by Brad Likens in Kansas City. It's probably going to be YouTube, but I'm not 100% sure. So don't quote me out there.
Okay, we're not going to quote you on that one. But looking at the schedule, the league actually starts in just over a month's time. The first game will be the defending MISL champion. I guess the final MISL champions. Missouri will be on the road to take on one of the legendary teams, the Dallas Sidekicks. It's a Saturday, October 25th. So,
right.
I mean, basically, you're just a little over a month away. Is the league, in your opinion, as a businessman and as an owner of one of the teams, is the league ready to go for that opening match?
Well, we are ready to go. We think we've worked out all of the kinks that we had, including the referees. We think we've got that squared away, and we're ready to go. There's no question about the fact that, you know, I describe this to people asking me, like my mother asked me, how's this going with, getting these two leagues together? And I said, it's like making sausage. You don't want to see it made, but you like it when it's done. I think that's the way it's going to be.
Uh-huh. I think Joe can attest to that. He's made sausage in his life. So
yeah. Good, too. For sure. Well, one of the things that I would like to ask as far as the players, recruitment and the players available to all the teams are – what is the flavor of the player, that we're going to be seeing?
What are the players? Excuse me, I couldn't hear you.
No, the players' recruitment for each team. Are they going to be like in Dallas? Going to be mostly players of Mexican descent, or what the format of the players' pool is going to be?
Well, there's going to be 14 players will suit up. Except for the playoffs, we'll suit up 15 with two goalies for the playoffs. That's one distinction. There's one less player this year than last year. That's the one distinction. I think most of the teams have their rosters are fairly close. We still have. We lost six of our players, our players from our last year team that played in the finals, including Mike Lookingland, the main, I guess he was the MVP last year, but we lost him. So we have a lot of work to do, and we have some positions to fill. But most of the teams, I think, have been working very hard to get their teams together right now, and there's a lot of people, a lot of moving parts. And a lot of foreign players have been coming in, along with some good American players.
So it's going to be very exciting to see the new talent. I mean, we've never seen Harrisburg Heat, even though one of the legendary Lancers from the past, Jim Pollahan, was part of that Harrisburg franchise for many, many years. And Detroit will be a new team for us to see, as well as, of course, Ontario, California. But we just got word literally a couple minutes ago from Soccer Sam Fantuzzo himself. So we're going to make an announcement right now, Ed, with you on the phone because it involves the Baltimore Blast. We've gotten confirmation that the 2014 Lancers Wall of Fame induction ceremony will be held on Saturday, December 27th. It's an afternoon 1 p.m. game against the Baltimore Blast. So, Ed, your team is going to be, here when we have our big ceremony to honor the old Lancers from the NASL days, some great legends that we'll be announcing over the next few weeks. But it's going to be great,
I think, to have
Baltimore in town.
I think that's wonderful. I think you have one of the greatest owners ever. And Sam, and doing things like this, I think, really is great for your community.
Well, I know you have to get back to your business at hand, but we really appreciate you coming on the show tonight, and we'll love to have you back on in the future when things get started with the league, and we'll have you back on to talk about how things are going. And, again, we appreciate you coming on tonight and give us the information, and we look forward to seeing you in December when the Blast come to town.
There's a good chance I'll do that, and good luck to you guys, too. Thank you for having me on.
Thank you very
much,
sir. It's Ed Hale, the owner of the Baltimore Blast and the chairman of the board of the Major Arena Soccer League. The Lancers kick off the home schedule on Saturday, November 22nd, hosting the Ontario, California Fury at 7 p.m. 872-KICK to get your tickets for the Rochester Lancers 2014-2015 season. We'll be back with Michael Lewis and the U.S. Soccer Report. We'll talk about Major League Soccer's rebranding, the news about Chivas, lots more coming up next on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
Hi, this is Doug Miller, and you're listening to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 1040.
Big country dreams stay with you like a lover's voice on the mountainside.
Top-notch monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. national team, Pelé, Pittsburgh United.
Top-notch monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA wear.
Top-notch monogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
Caring for your teeth is a key factor in promoting good health. Joe and Andrew highly recommend Dr. David Olivo and his family practice at 2005 Lyle Avenue for all your dental needs. Dr. Olivo and his experienced staff provide a wide array of dental services and procedures in a comfortable and caring atmosphere. New patients are always welcome. Visit Dr. Olivo's interactive website at davidolivodmd.com or call 328-3382 for an appointment. Dr. David Olivo. Offering quality dentistry with a gentle touch.
For essentials like toothpaste or toilet paper, you buy in bulk. It's easier and cheaper. The same is true with insurance from Allstate. Save big when you combine your car insurance with home insurance, boat, motorcycle, ATV, or even another car. Buy in bulk, save in bulk. Are you in good hands?
Call Fairport Allstate agent Vincenzo Scolo first at 244-2130. Feature is optional and subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Property and Casualty Insurance Company, Northbrook, Illinois.
Hello, I'm Dr. Frank Grayson of Grayson Chiropractic in Brighton with a message to fans and athletes. At Grayson, our focus is to evaluate, recommend, and treat pain and discomfort caused by strenuous training and competition. Emergencies are seen right away at Grayson, and we accept most insurance plans. When you're in pain and need care, call me, Dr. Frank Grayson, chiropractor, at 271-6080. We work hard to make you feel better.
The Western New York Flash would like to thank all their fans in Rochester and the surrounding area for their support during this past season in the NWSL. Season tickets for the 2015 Flash season are now on sale for a limited time at discounted pricing, which ends October 31st. Season tickets are available in every price level, starting as low as $100. To purchase your season tickets, visit the Flash website at www.wnyflash.com. The Western New York Flash. Experience the best.
Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM.
Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. It's the U.S. Soccer Report with the editor of BigAppleSoccer.com and Tropigol.com, former Rochester Lancers reporter and a 2012 inductee into the Lancers Wall of Fame, Michael Lewis.
I want to be a part of it. New York, New York.
In our U.S. Soccer Domestic Report with Michael Lewis, brought to you this week by Faber Homes. As you mentioned before, Bernie Acavangelo, a great supporter of soccer, a great supporter of this show, and one of the top guys you want to go to if you want a new home right here in Rochester. 889-4840 is the phone number. Go to FaberHomes.com. And Michael, boy, what a week it's been for U.S. soccer, all the way from a rebranding of MLS to the Red Bulls knocking off Seattle to the Champions League. It's lots of things going on.
Definitely very, very busy time of the year, although I have to admit the rebranding really didn't excite me too much, whatever they call that logo, bland logo. Sorry, can't get excited about it.
It's an interesting discussion. You can go to MLSsoccer.com. They talk about it. It's MLS Next is the harbinger of what they're bringing starting next year with the 20th anniversary season. They talk about in detail in the video. I did watch the conference. They had a lot of players there. They had a lot of media there. It was in New York. It's going to be interesting to see where this goes. I think it's just a first step in the rebranding process. I think that the goal is they want to make Major League Soccer one of the top five leagues in the world. And in order to do that, they're trying to take the first step by going a little more, I think, traditional with their logo and having all the team crests be very similar as related to the logo. Each team's colors will be featured on each of the jerseys with the new logo. So it sounds like they put some thought into this.
Well, I just hope it's the beginning and not the end product, because to make this league one of the top leagues in the world, and this is a discussion that we could have for hours upon hours on the show, is that they're going to need more money to pay for the big-time players they want to bring in, and also pay American players as well, too, so they don't necessarily go overseas, although there's nothing wrong about going overseas as well, too, but you want to keep a certain amount of high-profile American players as well, too. So hopefully this will be the start of something. I guess we're just going to have to wait to see what happens.
Yes, we certainly will. And Joe, I know, is chomping at the bit. He's got something he wanted to talk to you about.
You know, one of the things that I really like you to tell me, Mike, it's the view. I would like to know your views exactly about, the soccer movement right now in the United States versus, soccer in Europe. How do you see, how would you measure American soccer versus European soccer?
In terms of quality?
In terms of quality and players' status.
Well, in terms of quality, Europe has, I'm talking about now the top leagues in Europe, but they have it over us. I think we were reminded how far we have to go in many ways during the World Cup, two games against Germany and Belgium. Even though we played both teams tough, they outplayed us and they beat us. That doesn't mean we're bad, but we still have a long way to go. I just have to go back to the 1990 World Cup when the U.S. Had a bunch of college kids there, and compared to what we have today is night and day. We've made some great strides in that regard, but we still have a long way to go. Obviously, in Europe it's ingrained, it's entrenched. It's part of the culture. In the United States, as we all know, it's becoming part of the culture more and more. You don't see or rarely see media people, newspaper people, criticizing the sport, saying it's dull and boring. And let's face it, there are dull and boring games out there. There are dull and boring baseball games and even other sports as well, too. But, I think the fact that we have had a generation or two, probably two generations, let's say, who have played youth soccer, who understands the game. They might not be professional players, but they understand it, and they're bringing it to their sons and daughters. This sport is here to stay in the United States, no doubt about it, and it's going to become more entrenched in our culture and in our society. I don't know if that was the answer you were looking for, but, there's no doubt in my mind, in 20, 30, 40, 50 years, they're going to look back at us and call us the ancient times and how crude things were and whatnot. And hopefully someday, I'd love to say in our lifetime, but probably not. Maybe the U.S. will be able to play for a World Cup championship. But we are definitely on the upward movement.
Absolutely.
Good analogy, Mike.
And, of course, Mike, I know you're very excited. A lot of things going on in New York. Of course, Bradley Wright Phillips having a season for the ages for the Red Bulls, a hat trick against the top team in the league, the Seattle Sounders. And he is well on his way to setting that record. And, of course, the Red Bulls have a big game in the Champions League this week as well after a subpar result up in Montreal.
Yeah, this is a must-win game, or they're...
or you know, that's it for them. They have to basically win their next two games against FAF in El Salvador and against Montreal at home. And Mike Pecky today told the media that he's going to use more regulars in the lineup against FAF on Wednesday. He wouldn't say whom. He's not even telling anyone who they're bringing in or who they're leaving behind. They want to let the host try and figure that out. But now that the team gets a day of rest, an extra day of rest after the game, since they're going straight to Los Angeles, they don't have to play on Saturday. They're playing on Sunday. Mike Pecky is definitely considering using a few more regulars and having a few others on the bench. Your guess is as good as mine. My gut feeling is it's not going to be Thierry Henry, but I would not be surprised if Tim Cahill is in the starting lineup because he only played, 15 minutes or so? More than that. I take that back. More like a half hour on Saturday night. And so he should be fit to go. So you might not see Thierry Henry. You might not see Bradley Wright Phillips, but you'll see Tim Cahill and maybe a couple of other players.
You can see that match on Fox Sports 2. Starts at 10 p.m. Eastern time, right after DC United takes on Toro. And Michael, I don't want everyone to not get to this point because there was some big news we talked about earlier about Chivas possibly either taking a year off or being relocated or biting the dust.
They're coming to Rochester.
Well, don't we wish. I think more likely it's another city in California named Sacramento who might be very interested in a relocated Chivas franchise. What are you hearing about that?
Basically the same as you. I haven't had the opportunity to put my ear to the ground and check out my sources today. It's been a busy day on my end doing some coverage and doing some stories, but Chivas, since day one, has just been a train wreck of a franchise. It was during the Bob Bradley years and maybe a year under Preki that the team had its act together on the field, but they could never, ever really compete with the LA Galaxy as the second team, not just only in Los Angeles, but at the Home Depot Center, now the StubHub Center or whatever it's being called these days. And it's a pity because I think with the proper marketing and with the proper mindset from day one, and won't go into the all the pitfalls and problems that the original owners had with their philosophy, which I didn't think was going to work, and unfortunately it did not work. I was hoping that they would prove me and other critics wrong about just having a team for Chivas fans and then Hispanic fans. We're not ready for that yet, but I hope the league makes the right decision in terms of doing what they can with that franchise. And if it means taking that second team out of the L.A. market, so be it. It's kind of sad because it's great having that derby feeling, but it's not just about that. It's about survival and not throwing away millions of dollars every year just so you can say you have a second team in the city.
Well, we'll see what happens with New York City FC, but I think it's going to be a lot different. It's going to be with the New York Yankees behind them and Manchester City. That's going to be a very successful franchise. But, Joey, one more thing before we wrap up?
I just want to thank Mike for all the good things that he's doing for us and for our show, and above all for soccer in general, because he is really, the source of knowing soccer from head to toe, and thank you so much, Mike, for being part of our show and for contributing every week so that our listener can know what's going on all over the United States and in soccer general. Thank you so much.
Joe, you're welcome. It's been my pleasure. I appreciate the original invitation for you having me on, and thank you for putting up with sometimes my unusual schedules on Monday.
Well, by the way, speaking of Monday, we have a couple things quick before you go. Are you planning on going to the CONCACAF Women's Tournament, especially the match maybe in D.C.?
I have not finalized plans yet. I there's a possibility, but I can't say yes or no right now, unfortunately.
Because that match in D.C. is on Monday, just before our show, so just thinking ahead. But then also we mentioned earlier that the Hall of Fame or Relentless Wall of Fame is going to be December 27th. It's against the Baltimore Blast. It's a 1 p.m. afternoon game, and we're going to start announcing the inductees next week. So thank you for your assistance with that.
Well, I appreciate you letting me know. Now I could plan my flights accordingly, especially during Christmas time. But if I can get a head start, I can maybe save a few bucks here or there. I appreciate for letting me and the world know about that.
Well, thanks again, Michael. We'll talk to you again next week.
Thank you, Mike.
Hey, you're welcome, gentlemen. Have a good week. Thank you.
Thank you. Michael Lewis, live from New York here on Soccer is the Kick of the Grass. You can hear Michael and Dick Howard every week here on our show as we talk U.S. soccer and world soccer. And, of course, we also want to thank Ed Hale, the chairman of the board of the Major Arena Soccer League, for being on our show tonight. The Lancers home opener is November 22nd, 7 p.m. against the Ontario Fury. And the Wall of Fame game is December 27th against the Baltimore Blast, led by Ed Hale. 872-TICK-KICK to get your tickets. This is Ben Andrew Battisti with Joe Sirianni, Dick Howard, Michael Lewis, Bob D'Angelo doing the thing down at WYSL, pushing all the buttons. Thanks very much, Bob, for all you do as well. Be with us again next Monday at 6:30 for Soccer is a Kick in the Grass here on WYSL, 92.1 FM and 1040 AM, and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
Buonanotte.
It's good here to hear that again. Good night, everybody.
Soccer is a Kick in the Grass is brought to you by the following sponsors: the Rochester Rhinos, the Rochester Lancers, and Western New York Flash. Top-notch monogramming, Northfield Commons, Pittsburgh. Salvatore's Pizza and Donuts Delight. Faber Homes, Claridge Design Center. Allstate Insurance Agent Enzo Scolo. Dr. David Olivo, Family Dentistry. Dr. Frank Grayson, Chiropractor. And the Doug Miller Family Sports Park. Tune in again next week for Soccer is a Kick in the Grass.